Grace and peace to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
As Christians, we really never rejoice in what we do. Rather, we rejoice in the things that Christ does, both for us and perhaps even through us. And so let me let you in on a little secret, if I may, if you're not thinking and feeling it already. Summer Greek can be dangerous, and perhaps in not ways that you might immediately think. It's dangerous in a sense, in perhaps the same way that the powers of the Spirit were dangerous to the 72. It's dangerous for you, whether you are a student here or whether you are on the staff, because you know, by virtue of your being here at this place of preparation, you know that you are an answer to prayer. And that can be spiritually dangerous, because it can lead us to arrogance. You know that for centuries, following Jesus' counsel, the church has prepared and prayed earnestly for the Lord to send laborers into the harvest. And so here you are, preparing, many of you, to be laborers in the harvest field, and others preparing and helping those who prepare. And what is more, at this time of the year and in this place, a lot of you are picking up at least one or perhaps one or the other of the original biblical languages. And so you are gaining access to the scriptures in a way you perhaps could not have imagined before. You are thinking things and learning things, and there is an excitement perhaps growing within you, and you are, perhaps consciously, perhaps unconsciously, planning to go to your home congregation or to your spouse or to your friends and say something along the accord of, "Even the Greek demons submit to me." Well, that, my friends, as you might guess, can be a spiritually dangerous place to be. Because to look the world over, it is clear that you can have the original languages and lose Christ. Now, I don't want to denigrate the teaching and the reading, the learning of the scriptures in the original languages. Rather, I mean to exalt them. But they, like Jesus with the 72, that study, that learning, that use of the original languages needs to be placed in its proper perspective. Hear then the word of Jesus from today, adapted a little bit to our situation. "Behold, I have given you authority to conquer the original languages. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that Greek and Hebrew are in your grasp, but rather rejoice that your names are written in heaven." The opportunity to study Greek, Hebrew, or the opportunity to prepare people for the same is an absolutely wonderful gift of God, a blessed gift and a great work. But the work of works is the work to which Jesus alludes when he said to those gathered, Remember, friends, that rejoice that your names are written in heaven. When Jesus says that, he is alluding to, of course, what is to come. He is alluding to the cross. And alluding to the cross and pointing to them that way, he calls us not to arrogance, not to exalt in our own works, but to his. For there are no names written in heaven, if not for the cross, where the perfect blood of our Lord was shed for us. And there are no names written in heaven, if not for the empty tomb, which sealed for us victory over sin and death and the devil. And what is marvelous today in this place of preparation is that the gift of gifts himself, according to his word, presents himself to us, as he did to the 72. And he calls us, as he called them, to leave behind all arrogance and self-righteousness, and to see in him, and in him alone, true knowledge and salvation. The true knowledge and salvation that give true perspective, meaning, purpose to life. And so come, then, disciples. Come and rejoice not in yourselves and in your abilities or your location, but rejoice in the gift of gifts, our heavenly food, the Lord Jesus himself, who forgives you and writes your names in heaven.